This is First Voices Radio. Thank you for being here. My name is Teokasen Ghost Horse.
Hello. My name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dumplings. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties. This December, be culturally altered by films like Queer, All We Imagine as Light, and The Cruise. Information is available at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rhodes Adler of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday the 13th of December. Local early morning temperatures range from 12 degrees in Tannersville to 23 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 38 degrees. After all that rain, things are freezing solid like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Temperatures only make it up to 32 degrees this afternoon, but don't be afraid, just layer up. Overnight, temperatures fall to 17 degrees, and that's the official. And I'm pretty sure some of us will dip lower, so if you tend to worry about freezing pipes, tonight could turn your basement into a real horror show. Saturday will have a high of 32 at 2 p.m. Winds will be calm, so a good coat and hat should keep you safe if heading out for a period of time. 14 degrees overnight takes us into a still cold Sunday with growing cloud cover. Some snow is expected overnight. It does keep getting pushed forward, so I expect Monday to be a snowy, too snowy mix in the morning, ending as rain in the afternoon with a high of 42. The sun disappears at 4:11 p.m. and returns tomorrow at 7:12 a.m. Looking way up, we see the Geminids peak tonight. The best time to watch is at 2 a.m. Conditions may be cold, but they will also be perfect. Cloud cover will be very low to non-existent until Sunday. X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be slow at 342 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently okay below 8 megahertz until dark, and then okay across the board overnight. The current sunspot number is 91, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
The Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. First, Reuters, Amazon is donating $1 million to President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural fund, and the company will air the event on its Prime Video service. The donations first reported by the Wall Street Journal. The Prime Video represents an in-kind donation worth another $1 million. They note that Meta Platforms also donating to the inauguration, giving $1 million. Next, from the New York Post, a military analyst, a retired U.S. Air Force colonel, urged the White House to stop poo-pooing reports of the drones buzzing over New Jersey. Colonel Cedric Layton told CNN Friday, "We need to know if those are foreign assets or some other asset that is doing something they shouldn't be doing." Large drones have been spotted over New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Next, according to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, more than 10,000 youth are in the state's foster care system, with about 1,000 aging out each year with no permanent family.
Across the nation, more than 390,000 youths are in foster care, with 20,000 aging out with no family. Nonprofits are working to ensure these youths know about resources to help. 25-year-old Jordan Otero entered the system at age 17 and now works for Foster Success, which supports youths aging out of foster care. He credits three key factors for his successful transition.
Relationships and supportive adults who will last far beyond our time in foster care. Financial resources that meet the various needs of young people while we pursue our higher education, the workforce. And third way to accomplish this is to ensure that all young people in foster care have an access of a network to peers and supportive adults.
He says many young adults struggle once they leave the foster care system because they don't know about available support programs. Crystal Blair reporting.
And a New Mexico agency has stepped up vigilance of the state's limited water resources. This week, the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission approved a designation to protect more than 250 miles in five watersheds, including the Rio Grande.
Ralph V. Hill with New Mexico Wild says the classification will protect traditional community water users and safeguard waterways from the degradation new uses often inflict.
I think that we as people living in this time need to take the necessary steps, because I believe we're living in a tipping point, whether either we do it or we're going to get to a point it's so far gone that there's no such thing as clean water anymore.
I'm Roz Brown.
And with winter weather underway, outdoor construction workers in North Dakota are likely wearing safety vests over their heavy coats. A new federal rule was announced to ensure that gear fits all crew members. Jason Ellert of the North Dakota Building Trades Unions calls this a common sense approach to letting women know their workplace needs are prioritized.
We want them to experience these great career paths, but if the equipment doesn't fit them right, are we putting our money where our mouth is?
This week, the new OSHA rule was finalized with language requiring employers to provide personal protection equipment that properly fit each construction worker at a given site. This is Public News Service. A massive carbon capture project proposed for the Midwest has another permit under its belt after Minnesota regulators gave their approval Thursday.
The Public Utilities Commission signed off on a permit requested by Summit Carbon Solutions for a 28-mile route of underground pipelines in northwestern Minnesota. They would be part of a multi-state maze of pipes capturing emissions from ethanol plants for underground storage in North Dakota. Abigail Henchek, speaking for the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy and Sierra Club, urged for a no vote, noting they're skeptical of the climate benefits being touted.
We have serious concerns that these broader emissions outweigh the amount of carbon that's captured and sequestered here.
Despite the approval, MCEA says it's glad the commission added provisions the organization feels will provide protections if the project becomes operational. I'm Mike Moen.
And rising grocery prices and the end of the pandemic-era benefits have left many Virginia families struggling to make ends meet.
A recent No Kid Hungry Virginia poll highlights the growing crisis. 78% of respondents say groceries have become more challenging to afford over the past year, and 77% of families are just one unexpected expense away from hunger. Cassie Edner, a public benefits attorney with the Virginia Poverty Law Center, says she's not surprised by the poll results.
The cost of food over the last how many years have been, you know, significantly increasing, along with the cost of other things. things, rent, mortgages, things like that. And unfortunately, it makes sense that people are not able to afford their, you know, most basic necessities like food.
Virginia's low-income families saw significant relief during the pandemic from programs like the expanded federal child tax credit, which, according to the Food Research and Action Center, reduced hunger among children by nearly one-third. However, with the expiration of those emergency measures, many families are once again vulnerable. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, our Brett Pivito lets us know, with unionization on an upswing of late, experts anticipate policy changes will reverse worker gains.
On Wednesday, the Senate failed to confirm the reappointment of NLRB Chair Lauren McFerrin, setting up the Trump administration to appoint a new majority. Rutgers University Labor Studies Professor Dr. Todd Vachon says recent pro-worker policies are threatened.
I'm going to anticipate almost all of these decisions in the past 3 years being reversed under the Trump board. We could be surprised, but I anticipate them all to be reversed because that's been the historical trend. And that's not just a Trump thing. That's always kind of been a Democrat-Republican thing.
There were 316 union elections in California in 2023, double the number held in 2020.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Good news, good planet.
It's time now for your good news for a good planet. Special toys for special kids. When UK resident Nick Hardman began playing with his 3D printing during the COVID-19 pandemic, he had no idea where his hobby would lead him. Now he makes toys for children with medical conditions from his donation-funded nonprofit 3D Toy Shop Teddy Hospital. The single father started making standard toys with his printer, but after a request from a parent who had a special needs child, he found his niche. He now 3D prints stuffed toys with prosthetic limbs, insulin pumps, pacemakers, and other medical accessories. Hardman's primary goal is to design toys that don't exist, the ones that help sick children overcome the fear of medical devices through play, which also gives them a better understanding about what is happening with their bodies. Since starting the project, he's received thousands of requests from families all over the world. He's designed teddy bears with tracheostomies, cochlear implants, feeding tubes, and even braille dominoes to help a little girl learn to read. He also created toys for use by play therapists and pediatric units. Armed with his 3D printer and an army of volunteers and a passion for helping others, Nick Hardman is bringing comfort and joy to special kids around the world. And this is Mandy from GoodNewsGoodPlanet.com.
Good news, good planet.
Blessings and can be Mr. One Jew and John family name, and please I need John help and assistance.
Permit me to inform you that my desire of going into business relationship with you
more God blessings and happiness towards you and your family. Amen. Please, I need your help and assistance. Permit me to inform you of my desire of going into business relationship with you. My father was a very wealthy cocoa merchant in Abidjan, the economic capital of Ivory Coast. He was poisoned to death by his business associates on one of their outings on a business trip. Before the death of my father in a private hospital here in Abidjan, he secretly called me on his bedside and told me that he has the sum of $25 million United States dollars deposited in one of the largest security companies here in Abidjan, and that he used my name as his only daughter for the next of kin in depositing of the fund. He also explained I should seek for a good foreign partner who will assist me for investment purpose, and that the money is in six trunk boxes there in the security company now.
Permit me to inform you of my desire.
Permit me to inform you of my desire. Permit me to inform you of my desire.
That was new music from Jan Jelinek, Social Engineering. The title of the track is Social Engineering 1, The Narrative of the Heritage. Thank you.
train. Our eyes meander all the same. I pinch myself, I don't wanna go home. I made my bed, now I'm sleeping in. I tuck us in, now I pay for it. I sell my dues, I don't wanna.
Here's Hudson musician Emily Ritz with the song Deepness from her 2018 local release Pattern Recess.
Woo!